music of an extraordinary French pianist. He's Michel Petrucciani. Michel is rapidly becoming recognized as a world-class jazz musician, yet he won't turn 21 until Christmas. His American following, however, is really growing. Listen to the noted American composer and leader of the Charles Lloyd Quartet.
He has that rare ability to transcend himself and just bring sheer elixir through, as if the creator just grabbed him and just loaded him up for us.
Michel is 3 feet tall and weighs 50 pounds. He has a rare bone condition, osteogenesis imperfecta. It's commonly called glass bones. He suffered 160 fractures as a boy, the most recent last summer.
But it doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just know that I'm different, mm-hmm. but I don't feel bad or guilty about it. And mm-hmm. It's just the way I am, you mm-hmm. know. And I don't care. I mean, mm-hmm. I get my crutches, and I know that, you know, I've been all around the world many times, and I don't care. I mean, I move, you know. Mm-hmm. I move, you know, as fast as airplanes and trains and, you know, cars and, you know, and really doesn't bother me. I play piano and I'm very happy and, you know, I have a lot of friends and I'm married and, you know.
He comes from a musical family. His two brothers are band musicians in France and his father is a jazz guitarist. Oddly enough, his start was in European classical music.
I always loved jazz, but I didn't always play jazz because I had to study my piano first, and I studied classical music and stuff, you know, and my father didn't really want me to start on jazz right away because he didn't want to, you know, pollute me, you know, with bad habits and, you know, bad technique or whatever, you know, so he said first you start classical music and when you have some chop, you know, then you can start, you know, study jazz, and that's what I did.
Blessed with extraordinary talent, he nonetheless had to work very hard, as much as 10 hours daily.
You know, I could play kind of sports and stuff like football, whatever, you know, and I didn't like sitting around without doing anything, mm-hmm. so the best thing I could do is just playing piano. So for me, it was very easy. That was fresh air, actually. Mm-hmm. It was very good.
The bane of musicians is the constant travel. Everything that can go wrong usually does. But for Michel, who travels with his wife, Erlinda, the chaos and fatigue of the road are a small price to pay for the joy of the performance. You played the San Remy Festival last year with,
yeah.
with Charles. What was that like?
That was back to hometown, you know, my old country there, you know, south of France. And that was nice. Yeah, I had the chance to see my brothers and yeah, my family and stuff. It was really nice. And I love to do festivals, you know, I think it's because, for a few reasons. First is because you see a lot of musicians, a lot of friends, you know, that's a good opportunity to see a lot of people, you know, that you know. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people come to here to the festival, so it's also a good exposure for the jazz and, you know, the jazz scene all over the world.
Style is his concern for musical freedom, communication, and energy.
When you play solo, it's really nice because you're totally free. You can do whatever you want to do, and it's no limit, no borders. You know, it's like you can go from, you know, here to the moon in 1 second without telling anybody about it. You know, you just go for it, you know. I think it's a little harder when you play in front of people because the energy is like you only yourself giving yourself energy. you play with other musicians, everybody give each other energy and things, and you probably a little bit less free than when you play solo. It's like you communicate with other people and stuff, and it's also very nice. Myself, I love to communicate, you know, I love to communicate with people and musicians. I really want to reach the heart of people and the spirit and everything, you know. I think music is very interesting because it's also a very good therapy, you know. I mean, it's a great medicine, you know.
Rhapsodic. When he plays with Charles Lloyd or the quartet, he's more structured. But when the two of us shared his therapy, we concentrated on swinging. Touchstone is his introspection and the joyfulness of his performance.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that's terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a ball.
He said something very beautiful. He said, when he was a young kid in the hospital, the nurses were like his family. And he said to himself that, you know, my religion is to smile.
Michele Petrucciani's talent is prodigious, and his future is limited only by the vagaries of his disease. But Michele doesn't dwell on his condition. As he approaches 21, he feels the odds are in his favor.
I mean, who is handicapped? You know, you and me, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, sure. You know, you have problems, I have problems,
sure.
You know, and that's all there is to it, you know, and I think people should think about that more than feel guilty about themselves, you know, say, I'm not like the others, you know, I'm not like the others, I know, you know, I don't want to be like the others.
Mm-hmm.
I play another music, and I live another lifestyle, and, you know, and I eat different, and, you know, I sleep different, and, you know, and I'm different, and I feel great.